Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of United We Fall. Today we'll begin our study by listening to two ladies who introduced our moderator, that is Jason Singer, and the two speakers, that is the Christian speaker, Pastor J.D. Greer, and the Muslim Imam Omar Suleiman. So now let me describe the stage for you. On the stage of this dialogue, we see two ladies. One is a Christian and the other is a Muslim. The Christian one is dressed like most American students, that is in blue jeans, nice straight hair. I believe there may be some makeup there. And the Muslim lady is dressed in long dress, which covers her feet, and a hijab, which is the Muslim tradition of head cover. From listening to these two ladies, I see that the Muslim speaker here is a little bit nervous. She talked too fast, and she is trying to break the ice of the meeting. As you would see how she represents herself, her organization, and the Muslims in the audience. As for the Christian speaker here, I believe she was comfortable. She's not reading from any paper, and she's speaking with a normal speed. So without further ado, let us listen from these two ladies. First, here is the Muslim young lady.
Alrighty, welcome everybody. How's everyone doing tonight? Woo! All right.
Just from listening to this portion of the introduction, how she welcomes everybody by shouting, woo! As you heard her, I believe this is not the norm of a Muslim lady speaking in public. You will never hear that in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or any of the 57 Muslim countries of the world. But I believe she's doing that, as I said earlier, to break the ice, to make people a little bit more comfortable to be in such meeting. Then she continued to say,
so I did say welcome, peace and blessings be upon you. And that is the meaning of what I'm going to say that's going to prompt the rest of the Muslim audience here to respond back. And I want you guys to respond back in unison, loud and proud. Let's impress our guests. All right, y'all ready?
Yes.
Oh, a little louder, come on. Are y'all ready? Thank you. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And here we must take another stop. Why? Because she greeted the audience by saying, peace and blessing be on you, which is not an accurate translation to the Muslim greeting, which it is, Assalamu alaikum, peace be on you. The word blessing does not exist in the Arabic greeting. And then she repeated the same greeting in the Arabic language for the Muslim audience, whom she asked to reply back clear and loud. And they did by saying, Wa alaikum assalam, which means, and peace be upon you, after she said, Assalamu alaikum, which once again means, peace be upon you. Now, what is the problem with that greetings? That goes directly against the commands of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, in the Hadith, who stated, do not initiate the peace to the Jews nor the Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley. This is how Muslim believers always treat infidels, Jews and Christians. And obviously, this ideas contains of Jews, Christians and Muslims, and she should not have greeted them with this Islamic greeting, which is obviously a part of the propaganda of the Muslim dialogue in the West. Amazingly, as I lived all my life in Egypt, especially when I went to college in Alexandria and lived in Cairo and many other places all over the country there, when we enter to any public place, we as Christians do not use the greeting Assalamu alaikum, but we say good evening or good morning, depending what time of the day. And sadly, many Muslims will not respond back by saying good morning or good evening because they know that we are Christians. The opposite is true. Many Muslim believers will not say Assalamu alaikum to everybody in the room because they know there may be some people there who are not Muslim believers. But here in America, it is brand new Islam just to deceive the people of the West. Well, let's move on with the rest of that Muslim young lady introduction.
Amazing. My name is Cynthia Shabnam. I almost forgot my name there. I had to check. Okay. My name is Cynthia Shabnam. I just graduated from NC State in political science and sociology. Woo! All right. And I double majored. I am now working for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court at the State Supreme Court, Sherry Beasley.
So here we go. Her name is Cynthia. She is a graduate of political science and sociology, and she works for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Sherry Beasley. What a great position. Here we go, America. Muslim students coming to America to influence our top leaders of the country. If they are senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, or Supreme Justice. These are the positions which Muslims hope to grab in America. And if they cannot be there to take these places, they go to work there simply to influence the leaders of America. And sadly, many of our children who may have the same opportunity to get to the same job care less or do not know why Muslims are seeking these positions. But then let's move on to the next important part of her introduction. What she is really representing in her college in North Carolina. That is when she said,
"And I'm the education director of MSA, which is the Muslim Student Association here at NC State."
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So I will expose to you the MSA, which is the Muslim Student Association. But now let's move on to the Christian lady who shared the stage with Cynthia to introduce our speakers.
Awesome. My name is Hunter Lee. I'm a senior here at NC State. I joined CREW my freshman year, and this past year I've had the ability to be able to join them in part-time staff. For those of you who do not know what CREW is a campus Christian ministry that aims to win, build, and send. We want to win people to Jesus, we want to build them up in their faith, and we want to send them out into the world. CREW does a couple different things. They have weekly Bible studies, weekly meetings, and then also summer missions. This is great opportunities for people to be able to build community and be built up in their faith.
So this was Hunter Lee, who just graduated from North Carolina State, and she is a member of CREW Campus Ministry. It is a Christian organization which is all over the world. I believe from their site we learned that they exist in 5,300 campuses, and they are in 35 cities all over the U.S. They have a family ministry in 109 countries. From their Christian document of beliefs, I believe they are non-Christian denomination, and you can go to their website and learn more about their ministry. But now, Hunter Lee will ask Cynthia to tell us more about the MSA. So here is the question and the answer.
Hey, Cynthia, do you mind telling us a little bit more about what MSA is?
Hey, Hunter. Yeah, I'd be happy to tell you more about what MSA is. MSA stands for Muslim Student Association. So this is a common organization across high schools and college campuses across the United States.
What is MSA? The answer, a common organization across high schools and college campuses across the United States. How do you like that answer? I wonder how many of the people who sit in that meeting understood the real picture on who the MSA really is. They're not a common organization across the high schools and our colleges. They are a Muslim jihadi organization. How do we know that? It's very simple. From the memorandum on the general strategic goal for the Muslim Brotherhood in North America, which was written by Muhammad Akram in May 1991, which we talked about it previously in our study of revealing the truths about Sharia, Islamic law. From that memorandum, we know not only of MSA, but another 29 Muslim jihadi organizations all over America. And these are Muslim Brotherhood organizations, and they are here for what? They're here to, let me read to you from their own materials, which we discovered in this memorandum. They're here to celebrate the glimpse of hope. What hope? The glimpse of hope to take over America. That is, as they wrote their long-term plan, which was originally written in 1987. And here's what they said. the strategic goal of the group in America, that is including the MSA, the Muslim Student Association, is enablement of Islam in North America, meaning establishing an effective and a stable Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood, which works to expand the observant Muslim base and present Islam as a civilization alternative and support the global Islamic State wherever it is. And how's he going to do that? Let me share with you what he wrote. As he continued to say, we must understand that our work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging it so that it is eliminated and Islam is made victorious. It is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Let me show you one more thing we learned from that document. How's it going to do that? It is by knowing their mission, which is the settlement of da'wah. That is the invitation. That is the dialogue with the Americans in this country and growing it on its land. What da'wah? The pillar number 6 of Islam. Muslimizing America, which is exactly what this young lady is doing with her imam, Omar Sliman, in this dangerous unity, which by it we will fall. That's why, as I said in our previous programs, this is a dangerous dialogue, because it will actually lead the Americans to Islam and none of the Muslims to Christ. It is taking over America from within. They will do it politely in da'wah, then they will do it in the written laws, Sharia, as we read also in their document, adopting a written jurisprudence that include all legal and movement bases, principles, politicals, and interpretations which are suitable for the needs and challenges of the process of their plan. One of these things which the Muslim Student Association hoping to accomplish in America is establishing Islamic Center in every city. For what? For education and preparing the Muslims and to supply their battalions. These are their own words. Finally, let me read to you this one last slide. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. With all that the word means, the Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging their miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. These are the Muslim Brotherhood. These are the MSA. So that it is eliminated and Allah's religion, that is Islam, my dear friends, is made victorious over all other religions, that is, Christianity, Judaism, and whatever else the American people believe in. This was a quick summary of what the MSA stands for. It is not just a common organization across our high schools and college campuses. It is a Muslim jihadi organization, belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood all over America. This should put goosebumps all over you. Not as this leader of this organization presented to her audience. Do you know that in my home country, Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood are considered a jihadi organization, and they cannot do what they're doing all over America freely. Our president, Assisi, arrested many of their leaders, and anyone who will work for the Muslim Brotherhood would be arrested. But here we go, America. We welcome them as just simply a common organization across our land. And if you do not know who you are standing and talking with, how in the world can you tell me that dialogue in that meeting was not a dangerous dialogue? Well, let's continue back with this young lady to hear what else she's going to say about her organization, the MSA.
Essentially, it's an organization to unify the Muslim communities at different college campuses to both provide as a safe space, but also be a place of dialogue, promoting the Muslim community as being Muslim and American. And in addition to that, doing service events, living our faith, following the Quran, which is our holy book, and the Sunnah, which is the life and teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means peace and blessings be upon him. So that's kind of what we do. We get people together, and we have amazing, amazing MSA community, especially here in the Triangle, and especially here at NC State. Let's hear it for MSA. Woo!
And now let me analyze what she just said. She said it is an organization to unify the Muslim community. Well, I did not know that the Muslim community in America are not unified, but to do what? Listen carefully. Provide as a safe space. Oh, they're protecting the Muslims in America. As if the Muslims in America without the Muslim Brotherhood in America are not protected. Keep going, she said. And also be a place of dialogue promoting the Muslim community and being Muslim and American. Well, we have plenty of problems with this statement because here's the truth. Yes, it is a Muslim jihad organization. Yes, it unites the Muslims of America. But for what? To create the dialogue. What dialogue? The dialogue you're about to hear between Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar. Yes, indeed. And the more they do of these dialogues, the more they are accomplishing what we just have read from the Holy Land Foundation Trial Memorandum. It is to spread da'wah all over America. These Muslims do not go all over our high schools and colleges. And now, with the blessing of our ministers and leaders, liberals and conservatives, they are there to make our students Muslims. They are there to promote Islam. They are there to take over America from within, to replace Christianity and Judaism by Islam. This is not my guessing or my suggestions. This is exactly what they wrote, which I read to you from the memorandum, which was written in 1987. And what else? It is to present Muslims in America as they are Muslims and Americans. I'm sorry. Once again, as I said in the past, you cannot be a Muslim and an American. You cannot have both of them. You cannot be white and black. You cannot be poor and rich. You cannot be Republican and Democrat. It does not work that way. If you do not know anything about America and you do not know anything about Islam, maybe in that case it will work. But if you are an American and you know what it is to live with the U.S. Constitution, and if you know what Muslims believe, you know for sure that these Muslims cannot fit in our community. They will never assimilate in our society. They will never obey our Constitution. They cannot be Muslims believing in Islam, believing in Sharia, and at the same time practicing and living according to the U.S. Constitution. There is no way under the blue sky you can have a true Muslim believer as in the case of this Muslim Brotherhood, the MSA, and an American. That is, to love, to respect, to cherish our freedom, our liberty, everything about America. And that's exactly what I'm going to be exposing to you, even by looking at the little information Imam Omar shared in this dialogue with Pastor J.D. Greer. As you heard her in her own words, as she said, and in addition, service events and following the Quran, which is our holy book, and the Sunnah, which is the life teaching of Prophet Muhammad. And here it is again, America. That's exactly what I'm telling you. If you know what is in the Quran, and if you know what is the Sunnah of Muhammad, how Muhammad lived Islam, how Muhammad was set by Allah as a noble example for the rest of the Muslim people to live, well, guess what? That itself will eliminate the idea or the thought that in America you could have a Muslim man or woman who lives as an American. Because, believe it or not, everything that is written in the Quran and everything that is taught and practiced by Muhammad in the Hadith, that is the words of Muhammad, and in his Sunnah, that is the action of Muhammad, goes in the opposite direction of that which is in our Constitution and our laws, our way of life here in America. And that include the opening statement, the first words came out of Cynthia's mouth. That is, when she greeted her infidel audience by the statement, "Peace and blessing be upon you." This does not fit, not with the teaching of Muhammad, nor in his actions. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.